106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it's 837.
Internet slow.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. There are a lot of reasons to go to the website today. Really good reasons. One is that I finished my countdown of the hottest women on TV this fall.
Boing.
Yeah. And we're having trouble getting away from the photos that are up. But go there now, because I put some new photos up, and they're of dogs in Halloween costumes.
Oh, people. Why don't you love your animals? Why do you torture your animals?
This is happening, and it just came to our attention.
Justin Rudd is the founder of the Long Beach Hot Dog Halloween Parade.
I'm the director and the founder of the Hot Dog Halloween Parade, and this is my bulldog, Rosie. We expect about 600 dogs in the parade today. It's a 12-block parade. It is the world's largest Halloween event for pets.
For pets.
Yeah. For 11 years, Justin Rudd has been doing this organized animal cruelty. And no one has stopped him.
Justin.
Yes.
Thanks for joining us.
You betcha.
Justin,
stop it.
All right.
Thanks. Okay, we'll see you later.
Thanks for talking to us.
Dogs don't like to be dressed in costumes.
I kind of differ with you on that, and if you come down here, you're going to see a lot of smiles on dogs' faces and a lot of smiles on people's faces.
Dogs don't smile either.
I bet the people will be smiling. But look, at best, they tolerate it for their owners because they love us, and we love them for that, but they don't really dig it, right?
Well, dogs were not born into this world to put costumes on them.
Agreed.
Or to be dressed up. I agree with you.
Right. Okay.
But I think the what we are trying to do, and it happens for about 20 or 30 minutes during the actual parade, is what we're raising thousands and thousands of dollars for charity. And if we can do that to help other dogs to get out of shelters or to help get dogs spayed and neutered, we think that it's worth it.
Let me just recap. You're cruel to pets for a half hour so that you could raise money for cruelty to pets.
I'm on board. I love
that. He is sacrificing the dignity of some, Kevin, in order to save the lives of others.
Exactly.
Here's a woman that's down at the actual parade last year.
People think it's mean to dress up an animal, but he really likes it because he gets attention and he gets treats. So what dog wouldn't like that?
Yeah, attention and treats, something they can't get at home without wearing a costume. with Woody from Toy Story riding him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Come on now.
I mean, yeah, you can argue that, but I think more than anything, these dogs are super loved, absolutely loved and adored.
Yeah, maybe a little too much, Justin.
If they were loved as much as you say, they wouldn't be in costumes. Hey, let me just hear you say it's possible they don't like it.
You're right. It's possible they don't.
All right.
But we're going to go with they do like it. They love it. And we're going to break the world's record this Sunday down in Belmont Shore for the Hot Dog Halloween Parade.
Details of where the parade's happening for those folks who might want to stop by. Where does it start?
It starts at Livingston Park. It's the corner of Park and Livingston Drive in Belmont Shore in Long Beach. And we expect anywhere, we've had as many as 700 dogs in costumes in the past.
Wow.
It's $10 to enter your dog.
This is going to be ugly. One of these years, they're all going to turn on you. You're going to have 700 dogs running around biting people and just going crazy.
Actually, we've done well. There's not been any incidents. And we also have a kids' costume contest, and that's free. Kids win cash. The best dog costume wins dog food for a year.
Oh, that's sweet.
You know why the dogs don't get aggressive? Because their will has already been broken by people putting costumes on them. They're so depressed they can't muster up the energy to attack.
Give them a little self-respect.
So they're awesome, and they're very well-thought-out costumes. People start planning months in advance. One of my favorite things about the whole day, though, is the pet adoption fair. So we'll have cats, dogs, and other animals up for adoption. And in fact, in our parade, we're expected to have a cat and a pig.
In your parade, you're having a cat and a pig.
We've had a duck before.
What's happening down there?
Well, at least you are an equal opportunity destroyer of pets' egos, which is nice.
You know, down here in Long Beach, we're one of the top 10 dog-friendly cities in the country.
Until this.
We love our dogs.
In spite of your parade, you mean.
Yeah, I started the dog beach here in Long Beach. It's called Rosie's Dog Beach after my bulldog, Rosie. I currently have a bulldog named Riley. He'll also be at the bulldog kissing booth. We have 24 slobbering Kissing Bulldogs that'll be at the Kissing Booth, and we're raising money there for Operation Santa Paws, which is a toy and treat collection drive for shelter pets here in Southern California.
This may really be something to see, I have to say.
It sounds like you're doing something horrible, Justin, for all the right reasons.
Now,
yeah, you're well-guided. You're well-intentioned. These are great charities.
I think great, that sounds fun.
Great charities. You sound like a great guy. Yeah. You sound like it's coming from the right place.
Yes,
and yet the animals are not having fun.
They
horribly misguided.
Kissing booths.
We have a giant pumpkin. It's 80 pounds. We put it way up in a tree branch in the park.
You're going to make a dog carry it?
No. And when that pumpkin drops, that's the start of Howl-Oween here in Belmont.
Howl-Oween.
And does it drop on a dog?
No. We make sure everybody's back. We have plenty of police presence. And also, we've got bobbing for Howl-Oweenies. The dogs get to bob for weenies down in a bucket, kind of like bobbing for apples.
How do they know to go down in the water?
There's
pushing their heads.
They're hot dogs.
Believe me, if there's a hot dog down there, they'll go for it. Yeah. They're underwater to get it.
Bite each other.
I put a hot dog in my pants.
So this is the 11th annual?
It is the 11th annual, yep.
So is it too late? I mean, we just discovered this. It's too late to stop it?
No, in fact, we'd love for you to come down and judge it.
Yeah, we'll be there.
That's not going to happen, Justin.
What time would you like us to be? Nope, we're not going to do it. No.
Okay. The parade starts at 2:30. The kids' costume contest is at 2:20. There are thousands and thousands of spectators. It's really a big deal. If you've ever seen it, or go online, go on Facebook and look at the Hot Dog Halloween Parade.
Hey, I put it up on our site, KevinAndMeany.com. Yes.
It
does say stop it, but there are photos of the dogs, and there's also the thing that's on YouTube of you being interviewed and the pet parade and all of the torture that's going on down there in Long Beach.
All the info is there.
We have a great time. We also
I'll bet you
the
do.
Beauty contest.
You know who doesn't have a great time? The dogs. Do you care? I don't think so, Justin.
You know, I was thinking about it. I have a 19-month-old daughter at home.
Oh, okay.
And we tried her Halloween costume on her yesterday.
Yeah.
And she doesn't want to wear hers either, but we're going to force her to wear it. So I guess if we could do it to children, we could do it to dogs, I guess.
But shouldn't we stop that at some point? Somewhere along the way, shouldn't it? No.
I would say yes, but it sounds like a good cause. Like they're raising money for actual pet charities.
But you made it a good cause because you knew the original damage needed to be balanced out.
We love helping out animals that are in less fortunate situations. And we are proponents of spay and neuter programs and adopting animals. And that's the greater cause of what we're trying to do.
But are you adopting animals to families that are then going to turn around and dress them up in a parade?
In fact, we've got adoptable dogs being walked in the parade. They're going to have signage that say this dog is for adoption.
Oh, so people, listen to me, people. At the very beginning of the parade, rescue those dogs. That's a real rescue.
Yeah, adopt them and get the hell out of there.
Don't make them walk through the whole parade on the 110-degree asphalt. Rescue them.
Actually, the parade route is mostly in shaded areas, and it's in the shaded part of 2nd Street. The dogs are walking on asphalt, but we make sure that it's not hot.
Well, that's nice of you.
We would not allow that.
And you need to start a doggy depression charity, too, after this is all over, because these dogs' self-worth is going to go right into it. Really.
Take them to the dog beach and let them have some fun. It's the only dog beach in all of Los Angeles County right here in Long Beach.
But don't have the costumes on them?
No costumes.
All right. It's
no
the
costumes
hot,
over there.
The hot dog howl. Halloween parade happening for the 11th year down in Livingston Park in Long Beach.
Wait, here's what's cute. Hot is spelled H-A-U-T.
Like hot couture.
Yes. Come on.
You see?
Justin,
this has everything.
It's not too late. It's not too late to say stop it.
I think it is. I think it is too late. We've established that.
But stop it.
Yeah.
Maybe next year.
Stop that insanity. We're having a great time down here.
I'm sure
you are. I
don't
think anything can stop us right now. All We're right. having a good time, and these dogs really are having a good time. And the cat and the pig.
I'm sure the one cat is having a great time surrounded by 700 dogs or whatever it is.
No, she came to our Blessing of the Animals, and then which was a few weeks ago, and then she said, "Can I bring my cat to the parade?" And I said, "You bet."
All right, there's a lot going on there. I can't even begin to attack. Justin, you seem like a good guy.
You are a good guy.
You seem like a good guy. Best of luck.
And Lisa May, you're really good.
All right. Thank you, Justin.
But stop it.
You bet.
But stop it.
And come judge.
But no.
No.
But stop it.